Okay, ready to rock and roll, good. So this is Ajahn Brahm here from Jhana Grove Meditation Hall, which all I can see is cameras in front of me. And it's on the 26th of March, 2020. And we're doing these series of talks on YouTube for everybody during the COVID-19 opportunity. And I refuse to call things crises, because crises are only opportunities where people can rise up to do better things, to live in a better way, to teach in a better way, and to use everything we have to be able to help not just other people but ourselves in ways of peace, kindness, and wisdom. And so, speaking in an empty hall, it always reminds me that often that I have to teach in front of thousands of people. And today, teaching when there's nobody here at all. It has many benefits, teaching when there's nobody in the hall. I never get upset when somebody leaves, because there's nobody in here to leave. And it also means that my audience are very quiet. In other words, they don't cough, they don't rustle their clothes. It's always very peaceful when they meditate if it's in an empty hall. But even though it seems to be an empty hall, in a few moments when we start our guided meditation, I will close my eyes. And when I close my eyes, it's exactly the same experience as when I meditated in a full hall, or sometimes in the streets in the center of a busy city. That sometimes you can close your eyes and then you can close off from the world outside and go to the world inside. You're looking in rather than out. And this is one of the opportunities people have when they have more time by themselves in solitude, in what they call lockdown. It's not really lockdown, it's just lock out. Lock out all those other intrusions, noises, people, stuff, which stops you finding peace in your life. Here there's so many opportunities to find peace. It's a crisis for doing things. You can't do things that you haven't got the ability to get out to connect with many people face to face. But you have a great opportunity to go inside and to find that great peace and stillness and treasure of inside. So these are opportunities which we can grab and take in times like this. You have time. And of course, people always were saying for many years that they were time poor. They had money in the bank, they had a house to stay in, but they didn't have the time to enjoy it. Now, for those people who are staying in their houses, in their homes, by themselves, unable to go out, getting bored with watching the TV, getting fed up with watching all the latest news on coronavirus, they have the opportunity to go where coronavirus cannot reach you, which is going inside. All the stuff which is written about, which is talked about, which is worried about in the world concerns outside of you, the world outside. But in meditation, we have this great opportunity to go inside. And that's one of the reasons why I love being a monk. Yes, you work outside, you build monasteries, talk to people, look after as many people as you possibly can, and even look after your own body. But my own body is getting old, it's getting sort of fat. It's got fat some time ago. But it's also just, it's not as handsome, as lithe, as bendable as it used to be when I was young. But the inside is still the handsome. The inside is still alive. The inside is still can bend to so many different possibilities. The inside world is where we go to, just like this empty room. You go into this empty mind, and there you can find so much peace and happiness and joy. It was, you know, from the very beginnings of Buddhist practice that monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen would always take the opportunity to shut their eyes and go inside. And there they found what the Buddha once said was the cave of the heart, the inner cave. The place where, when I've been sitting in many caves in my life, you can't hear the storms raging outside. You can't hear the noise of trucks, of aircraft. You can't hear anything when you go inside the cave. And inside the cave, you find this peace. The thing with peace, though, is that people don't know how to appreciate the silence, the peace of the mind. We have to respect that peace and enjoy its happiness, its joy. And once one can develop that perception of the happiness of peace, the joy of just being inside, in this moment, having nothing to do, it's not boredom, it's rest, it's peace, it's stillness. And just to recognize that happiness at the very beginning, just even for a few moments, will allow that peace, that joy, to take root. And it means that the peace gets stronger and stronger, bigger and bigger. And every time in meditation, whenever one thinks, well, I'm peaceful, now what do I do? You've lost the plot there. You don't do anything. You just stay in this moment, stay in the silence, stay in the emptiness of the mind. And I've often said it's the emptiness which is the greatest thing in our world. In this room where I'm sitting, it is so empty, but it's always empty. Even when there's 60 people, 100 people, those people take only a tiny fraction of the space. The emptiness is always greatest. And even when I shut my eyes, if a thought comes into my mind, it's just like people in a room. It's small compared to the emptiness and the silence which is between my thoughts and which surrounds everything. And that's what I've learned, how to put my mind towards the peace, the silence, because I recognize that's so beautiful. And it's so beneficial for my health, for my energy, and for my happiness. And that's health, that energy, happiness allows me to share with many, many others, like I'm doing this morning. So, I now invite everybody who wishes to, whether you're sitting on the floor, sitting on a cushion, sitting on a chair, or just lounging on your bed, now's the opportunity to close your eyes so we can start a guided meditation, which will last for about 20 minutes, at the end of which I will mention the meditation is over, say a few words, and that'll be the end of today's little session on YouTube. So first of all now, please close your eyes and see if you can experience along with me that once you close your eyes, the world outside, whether it's in a big train station or whether it's in your room, in your house under lockdown, whether it's in a big noisy city or a quiet forest monastery, when you close your eyes, it's like coming into the same place, the peaceful place inside. And the sounds, the feelings, all of those are on the outside. You've gone inside of them. Just like when you go into a forest, sometimes you can hear the aircraft above you, you can hear the distant sound of the traffic, but you're in a forest, you're away from all of those distractions. And this is how we meditate. We go inside of things. And inside we find the quiet, we find the peace, we find the stillness, we find the happiness. But first of all, when you shut your eyes, you'd always become aware of your body sitting here. It may be hot, it may be cold, but you'll find that your body will adjust. So you don't need to worry too much. It's good enough, and you're happy to be here. You're having a break from the either the dreariness or the busyness of life. We're going inside peaceful, happy places. And then once you can feel your body, make sure your legs, your butt, your back is as comfortable as you can get it. It's not a long meditation, so you don't have to worry too much about the body. But once you are checking your body and being kind to it, At the very least, you're in this present moment. You're being here. You're now. And that, you will understand by your own experience, creates a lot of peace. All of the worry, anxiety, plans, they all live in the future. And you've closed the door to the future when you're in this moment. When you're looking at the body, you're only looking at the body feelings now. And all the feelings of the past, you're closing the door to those too, as the past starts to disappear. And you do this willingly, knowing that it's in this present moment that your future is being made. This is the only time you ever have, right now. So you're taking the opportunity to enjoy these moments, knowing that this is the best you can possibly do for your future. Inclining your mind to peacefulness, relaxing your body, giving energy to this overworked mind. And who knows, maybe in the peace and stillness, giving rise to great insights. And what does insight mean anyway? Seeing into things, not just their surface, not just how they appear to others, but what's inside of them, how they work, and how at their heart there's this beautiful, peaceful, blissful emptiness. So we come into our body, and we come into our mind. And as I've been teaching for many years now, you can ask or start being aware of your peaceometer. How peaceful are you? Peaceometer, like a speedometer or a thermometer, is a measuring device. And here you're measuring just how peaceful your mind is right now. If it's very agitated, it's a high number, maybe even close to 10. If you are really peaceful and relaxed, it's a low number, close to 1. How do you feel? How is your mind? As soon as you can put your mindfulness on your peaceometer, on the level of peace you're experiencing, then you will notice that that level of peace can increase or can decrease. Why? Here we start to notice the causes. How do we become peaceful inside? And sometimes, actually all the time, the first cause of peacefulness is being in this present moment. It's a past and a future with all its wants and desires and trying to get rid of things and ill will. All those things which lie in the past and the future are the greatest disturbances of the mind. They're like noise which constantly disturbs our mind. And when we come into this present moment, we find the measurement on our peaceometer goes down. And we can feel ourselves getting more peaceful. We're feeling this, we're experiencing it for ourselves. We know what peace is. Not as a thought, not as something we read in a book, but our own direct experience of what peace feels like. And also its cause. What disturbs the peace? And what creates the peace? And where we enjoy the beauty of peace. How delightful it is just to be here. Nowhere to go. No past to carry on our shoulders. Just being here. And see if you can allow yourself to go deeper into the peace. Always going inside this moment, going deeper into it. Seeing what is at its heart, at its center. And as you go deeper into the peace, it's a natural, you become more silent. The peace is giving so much beautiful information. You don't need to describe it, to say anything. From the beautiful present moment, one goes into the silence. Just like in this hall, it's empty. No one here. It's beautiful. In your mind, no past, no future, no inner speech, no thoughts. As you focus on what surrounds and embraces all the thoughts, what's before and what's after thoughts. But you don't disturb that peace. You don't disturb it enough to have a thought. You're just peaceful, still. Enjoying this deep relaxation of the body and of the mind. We're not trying to achieve anything, to get things. That's what you do in your usual life. Here, we're just appreciating this moment, being grateful for this moment. And enjoying it 100% without sacrificing any part of this moment for some goal of the future. Right now is all we have. And as you sit, stay, remain in this moment, it starts to open out. It starts to blossom. It starts to grow in its beauty and its profundity. The present moment opens and teaches you. Right here, right now, without you doing anything. Stillness. And the stillness is delightful. Can you experience just how free it feels just to be here? How relaxed is the body when you're not working your body to get something? Satisfied where you are, happy to be here. You start off maybe just imagining just happiness to be here, getting away from it all on a real holiday inside. But after a while that delight becomes stronger and stronger. The more you focus on the delight, the more it grows. More you enjoy the silent present moment, the more powerful it becomes. And soon it just happens. Many people become aware of their breathing, how you're breathing, long, short, wherever it's going in, wherever it's going out is not important. You just know your breath. It gives you life. takes away all the used products of the body. You're breathing in health, breathing in peace, not forcing the breath, but being its friend. You're allowing the breath to take out any used products, any things the body doesn't need anymore. Breathing out, let go. Breathing in peace, energy, health, naturally. Breathing out, let go. Don't control your breathing. Just let it happen as if you're watching somebody else's breath. Your breath, again, is a friend, not a slave, not a servant. That way, the peace, stillness, becomes even more profound and more delightful. Be careful again not to try to achieve anything or to get anything. We meditate to let go. To let go of wanting, criticizing, fault-finding. We meditate to let go so we can let this moment be, opening the door of our hearts to this moment, to this breath, to this peace. It's like this moment is eternal. It's like this moment has always been here. No different than the moments when I first started meditating over 50 years ago. Inside, there's timelessness. Inside, it's beyond the health or the fitness of the body. Only inside can you find real peace and delight. Never be afraid to enjoy this moment. You deserve it. And it can be one of your greatest gifts for others. To know peace and be able to share that peace with others. To know the path into peace. And to help explain that to others. To realize health and to be able to teach, encourage another way, supportive, helpful for people who have health problems so they can be more alive. Be quiet. Don't disturb the inner silence. Shh. Be still and know. How does that feel now? How peaceful is your mind? What is that peace? How is it experienced? Is it delightful? Sometimes peace has a different flavor of delight, but it's very delightful. No burdens on the mind, nothing to reach, nothing to be achieved, nothing to be judged. Just free. And when the mind is peaceful, the body gets deeply relaxed. Heals, strengthens, becomes increased immune defense. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes. When you do open your eyes, please smile to bring some of that joy, that peace of your meditation out into the world. Please open your eyes now. And smile. Understanding this is not just for you, it's for all beings who share this planet. May you be all happy and well. Ajahn Brahm, signing off from Jhana Grove on Thursday morning.